This is Sunday, July the 3rd, 1994. This is EJ. I'll start off by reading this morning's writing. The first heading is Misunderstand. There always comes a time of sorting. There comes a time when words are not enough. There comes a time when greater good of brotherhood of human in relationship to God is greater than is your attention to self. There comes a time when each individual must think for self and then act. The people under Dharma's nose will be the first to get a blasting of thought-provoking, I sincerely hope, and they who work around the clock have given everything they have to give, including themselves, will again take the message within and feel inadequate and that they are not giving enough. That is as it must be, for even Dharma, who spends all her time, can do no more. I know it and she knows it. I use her because...
You misread. Commander's here and I won't let you get by with that. It doesn't say can't, it says can. I just want you to face truth. Always we can do more. That's not in point.
I'll read the sentence again. That is as it must be, for even Dharma, who spends all her time, can do more. I know it and she knows it. I use her because she is not offended, and every other one to whom I say this is. I get the myriad of excuses poured back at me from every direction, and the final is, I'm waiting for you to tell us, so we don't make mistakes. No, what you are waiting for is someone to do the job for you and allow you to protect your assets and keep your rear end covered. Your enemy knows that is what you will do and therefore has no problems about destroying you or your nation or your planet. The enemy knows you will wait and do nothing. I also hear, well, I subscribe to Contact and I am doing what I think I can do. Do you? Nobody around Tehachapi subscribes to the Contact. I hear complaint after complaint that since the local restaurant, where the free copies were, closed, the very enemy has to get his copy via someone else coming in to snitch a copy. So it ends up the ones who have to make and get out the paper have to also pay for the paper, do the work, make contribution for stamps, and then you can get a free copy somewhere. I repeat, this is the most widely read piece of public print in the world and the very least subscribed to. But I'm afraid, I hear you say. They might trace me and somehow hurt me. Oh, how so? Have you already tossed out your constitutional rights? Do you not realize that if you did not play their games, you would still have freedom? So if you don't want your name on a list, could you not just send a subscription to someone else? What are you going to do when you really are required to make a choice? Well, I'll tell you what the most of you will do, and your New World Order counts on it. You will do nothing except bitch and moan because someone took your stuff. God will do it. But God will do it if he wants it done. Then you better be assuming that God is happy to see you live in poverty, enslavement, and have a dictatorial government which feeds on war and sends you, your children, and your grandbabies off to die in wars, testings, mind control, with nothing to your names except that which they dish out to those remaining after some 6 billion people are depopulated by horrendous means of several kinds. God will not do anything for you, especially save your assets for your selfish, cowardly reasons. But I thought, what exactly do you think? That God somehow comes on a white horse and saves everyone and says, oh, I believe. What do you believe? save everyone who says, "Oh, I believe." What do you believe? In whom do you really believe? Do you really think that somehow out of heaven will come soft, fluffy clouds and all who said, "Oh, I believe there was a man named Jesus," or anyone, and you are going to be whisked away before your toes even get wet or warm? Forget it, foolish lambs. Forget it and turn to truth, lest you perish in Satan's ungodly plan to destroy you and enslave your very soul. You will not stand up to Satan, so he lies to you and shows you an easy way that requires nothing of you. And then, my beloved brethren, he will laugh as he destroys you in the trap. Save the nation and constitution. Who is going to save your nation and constitution? Oh, I see. You heard Ron Jackson or Buckley or Thompson or Kidd or Greitz or say, "I'm going to save our constitution." How are they going to do that? Ron Jackson can't even get himself out of the infirmary in the jail in which he resides. Rusbacher exchanged one prison for another half a world away. Thompson will be arrested and incarcerated the minute she shows up in September with a gun at the Capitol in Washington. Who is going to save your nation? Who is going to be in that citizen militia? Who is going to save you? Oh, these ones might well be able to turn the entire mess around, but you know what? It is going to be because there will be ones in high places who see their own need to get it done this way. But the ones who have convinced them of this practical possibility have paid with their very lives, freedom, and loss. And you here, you are going to do it? You haven't even gotten John Schrepfer's address. A year and a half, this friend and brother has been in isolation, and they still use him against you while he is incarcerated in a house with three other old men in Sacramento in the summer with nothing to cool him save an 8-inch fan to blow around the 115-degree heat. His brother lies to you, and you do nothing. You got Gunther released, and you have made such hell for the state of Nevada and the feds that Ron will get out when it is safe to allow his release. Do you not think you can do something for John? He is in a convalescent placement, not a prison. What do you want? EJ to go get him? Would that make you feel better? What about the suits already against EJ? Do you think such an action would help Eckers? What about you? Who of you are willing to go and get him? Consequences, the ones who control his very existence have not had problems from you or anyone else. They still get his money, don't have to visit, and would, or did try, to kill him to get him out of the way. Or will you just talk about it until Hatton does it? I ask you to have him out for the last Thanksgiving. He is desperate, alone, isolated, and his letters are neither mailed nor does he have allowance of friends knowing his address. Why has no one seen to his placement? Why has no one seen to shaping up the brother, the son, the nephew, the wife, and the stepson? Why does no one do anything? If you will not attend your brother, why should God attend you? Why is John my problem? Why is John Eckers' problem? No friends in this valley, and about John's family. It is your problem, and you are tested. If you will not attend and demand on behalf of a fellow friend and load sharer, you prove that you will do nothing for mankind and nation. John is mankind and nation. Can you not see? Moreover, there are thousands of Johns, thousands of incarcerated patriots, helpless. No, you prove to God, my dears, that you will actually do almost nothing to save your own freedom and your own assets, but will continue to allow them to do unto you until you are dead at their hands. In the system, I do not even accept that you don't know what to do or how to do it. Who do you think does? No, you don't really think I do, or you would have gotten the mass of burden of ones such as Green, Greitz, Binder, U.S.&P, Brent, Fort, Perry, and thus and so off the backs of my writer. For what do you want? The attorneys that so far have done nothing save take money, and oh well, we lost that one, but we may have another chance if you have some more money. Oh, I see. You will wait until the returns of Ecker's investments in the past come to you, for you know that they will give it to you. If you will not stand against the small fry of the little courts, against little cases, who do you expect to clean up your courts, the ones in prison for trying? You wait? Well, I work for God, and I tell you here now, God is about through waiting for you. You think I jest? Satan is laughing. Do you also think it funny? Do you just think you will swing allegiance back around to what sounds better, like the rapture? Fine, but remember that the rapture is fully a part of Operation Bluebeam, and it is Never Everland, not golden wings and halos without want or no desire unfulfilled. For where they plan to send you is straight to hell, for hell is where God is not. That is its definition, without lighted God. Lighted God Creator will not be where you will be sent. But won't you, in the end, save us? No. Why would I do such a thing? If you will not even get a brother out of a public convalescent house, why would I want you aboard as my crew? Hard to accept? Hatton sounds like a nasty parent. So be it. I certainly can allow and love unconditionally, but brothers, I do not have to do anything for you. God is the wheel, the spiral of life. What you send forth is what is returned to you. If you allow freedom to be taken from you, you shall live without freedom. It is not simply return on its own good measure. I never claim to be anything other than what I am, in service 100% to God Creator, just like you are supposed to be and claim to be. I came to bring forth the word of truth, not make your decisions, tie your shoes, or chew your food, all of which, however, I have done for you so far. I do not ask you to believe in aliens, ETs, or flying dishes. I tell you that you had better get right with God Creator or you have real problems. I serve within the hosts of God, not the lizards or serpents presented by my enemy. I do not ask you to believe upon one Jesus Christ, your label. I tell you that you will either believe and practice the laws of Christed guidelines, or you are not going to move into and within the circles of God's perfect kingdom. Why should anyone want Satan within his very being? If you do, then why worry? You have it. Not only do you have it, you will have more of it, and more of it, and more of it. For ultimately it represents the very absence of God, and that means death to him who disagrees with Satan. God's truth is not something you dicker over from one church denomination to another. God's truth is not some opinion about what God might or might not do based on some man's opinion on the matter. God gave forth his rules, you know them, and have failed to teach them to your children, and therefore have made your choice. Why do you complain to me? Unconditional love has nothing to do with non-placement of responsibility and conditions. Why do you think I will somehow be forced to accept your terms when obviously you have only been at the study of the truth for almost no time at all in your present consciousness? I can tell you right now, you cannot force me to do anything. Neither will God Creator force me to do anything. So you then decide you don't believe me? Fine. I find it interesting, but not of any importance, for you may do that which you wish as long as the enemy allows you to live. But when he finishes with you, that's it. You start over with your soul, my friends. So who is the loser? Me? Mine? Why do you annoy us with your arguments? We ask you for nothing, save perhaps to help if you claim to want freedom and some good and balance back into your living. even those that count me out because they believe somehow that Eckers are bad. So, what have you found in my presentations which is not truth? Or will you stand before God and say, well, I just don't think I believe the Eckers, and therefore I want to come in now. Eckers never have offered to be your salvation, your guardians, or your mind. They do their task to the best of their ability and let you allow the enemy to tear at them like the hounds of hell. Print garbage and will still not even stand and say, God is good and I know him. You will say, well, I don't know, but when are you going to know? When God fixes everything through his team? Good luck. Message for everyone. Yes, but a lot of you don't need it. Your future is here. The time of the Lord is at hand. Your nation and planet is only a fragile thought away from destruction.
You misstatement again. You read it right. Your future, all that you've been waiting for out there somewhere, someday, sometime, is here now. This is it. This weekend marks one of the most major transitions on your globe. They have your enemy. The tools of Satan himself have structured things to come down to play into the hands of your world order. They will get your guns. They're already taking guns and not allowing sales of guns on the basis of domestic abuse. They have already made an announcement that the Simpson incident has just introduced the national emergency of domestic and spousal abuse. National emergency and disaster emergency are both two things your administration can use to declare war on something and keep you under martial law. It is the law they've made, and that's the law they use. Your future is now. Sorry about that, TJ.
My error.
The time. Every time.
The time of the Lord is at hand. Your nation and planet is only a fragile thought away from destruction, for you still don't seem to understand the game in play. Indeed, I do have an enemy, and he says I will lose to you. He already knows I won't, but you may lose it all. God wins, friends. Will you? When God and hosts take leave of your illusion, there goes whatever is left. It is over. Do you all hear me?
Poof.
It is over. Hard to take, and you disagree? Fine. That is your choice. You have to work within the system, not be with the system. If you don't know the difference, you had better start thinking more clearly. You don't like my religion? Great, for I have no religion. I am of God. I follow to the smallest, most tiny detail every law of God. I am not you. You must do that which is truth unto you, not because someone comes and announces a new religion. Beware ones who claim otherwise. There are millions of ways to dupe you, good brothers, perhaps billions. There is only one truth, but myriads of ways to reach it. Truth is the battle. Have you not heard that the battle is for man's souls? What does that mean to an experienced physical person? It means that the battle is to see who can cause the physical man to move one way or another. If you can get man to forget and forfeit his soul in the consciousness of living in the physical illusion, the entity will move on into progression of experience in a downward spiral, for all is a spiral of energy experience. If man finally forgets and locks himself into the only seeming reality, that which he thinks through his physical senses he experiences, he has nowhere to go or be on higher planes of expression. He is locked to a physical expression, and yet the physical manifestation is limited, very limited. It continues into infinity to be limited. It is only for the ability of learning that to move beyond the limitations, there are rules, conditions, and perceptions, which must become a part of your soul manifestation, integrated into knowing from learning. Think. I will begin to turn more in my meetings with you to these subjects, for it is through the expression of your actions now which will offer conditions upon which we make our own decisions. It becomes now necessary to make choices. You are either with God or against Him. I am simply the representative messenger as host to invite you aboard. But I will tell you something, little brothers and sisters. If you deny me before man, I shall deny you before our Father. I am not some alien lizard from outer space. I am come, sent as the messenger in acceptance of return unto the manifestation of created placement of our Creator Father, God you call Him. How do you think it would happen? How did you think it would be? Glory is unto those who see and hear and know. For theirs shall be the reward of truth. If you continue to accept the lie, there is no room for truth. Ponder it.
Well, that's a hard one to follow and smooth off the rough edges. But do you see how truth will make you free? And until some way I can cause you to hear. Everybody wants to put out there, truth will make you free. It was in the Bible. John said it. Michael said it. Lord Podunk said it. Abraham Lincoln said it. David Koresh said it, and he was a monarch project. Does anybody have any idea what it means? It doesn't say guns will make you free. It doesn't even say the word will make you free. It says the truth will set you free, make you free, give you freedom. That is true every time. Every time. Without exception. But you don't know what it means. You assume that if I know the truth about my enemy, that'll make me free. No, it won't. That will give you freedom of your mind that you know what you're about. But the freedom of which I speak, and the truth of which I'm sent to share with you, is the truth of your reality versus your expression. And until you can somehow understand it, comprehend it enough to watch it unfold and prove it to yourself, you're locked. Does Dorma believe it? Yes, at a level that she doesn't understand, but out here in her consciousness, not on your ever-loving life. She has to sit here and hope and pray I don't say something that will get her in trouble with the judge in Fresno. For goodness sakes. Now, they can go over to the local Baptist church, and somebody can get up there at the pulpit, a registered minister of the Church of Baptist. He can say anything. Jesus told me. But you let her say, God told me. And you all heard it from the judge's mouth. It's you that's going to jail, lady. And then she begins to think, go ahead and lay it on him. Just like you laid it on me. I can deal with it, Dad. Because I think maybe I'm beginning to see that's my job. On the other hand, I can't do my job if I'm in jail. So it's up to you, sir, whatever you want to do about it. Well, you can bet your ever-loving little chickens, eggs or no, that I'm not going to say, all right, Al, go get John out of that place. Guess who they'll come right back and arrest? If I say, get your gun and go to Washington in the militia that you will form, which there's no law for in California, by the way, before you get all hot to trot. First, you've got to get a law that says you can make a militia. On the other hand, I think that some people have already been working at that so that if you go and work with them, you can find out. On the other hand, if you do it like Richard McDonald has done the re-citizenizing, it may be legal, but they will still shoot you. Why do you think they had to pull an O.J. Simpson off to start racial problems, gun removal problems in the state of California? To see how much you people will take, which is everything. You'll line up. Only one problem. He didn't do it with a gun, did he? So guess what? Already, the kinds of weapons that they're trying to make you think he used are illegal. And yet the Sportsman catalog, one of them arrived on Dorma's bed yesterday along with the other male. You ought to go through that. Incredible leveraged crossbows. Knives that look like oversized fish hooks. Razor sharp on either side, hunting equipment. You would do that to an animal and use it on your brother? These are weapons of war, and they say so. They say so. The type used in Vietnam. On who? The children? Started in Korea. The testing of the mind control. Drive the soldiers crazy, give them drugs, and they'll do anything. And they did. And now they come back trying to find balance in their lives, and most of them cannot. Even if they can find it in their waking hours, they will wake up in night sweats and struggle within themselves to keep control of themselves. And you let one of them walk out of Delta Force, and they pay the rest of their lives. That's what you're up against. Well, how has this been tolerated? You've tolerated it. You've aided and abetted it. You all rush off to see Rambo do his wonderful thing. And he's a lie. And I'm not saying don't do it. But you're looking at the reality of what has happened and how they train you. There is nothing too disgusting for you to watch. A decapitated woman lying on a sidewalk. Well, they show that in open court and all over the world, right in front of the man who's lost the woman he loves. And they've threatened him with the death of his children. Oh, brother, suicide would have been so much easier for this man. And yet the CIA had him. You're not going to know, are you, whether he did it or which aspect of him did it, or even if the one sitting in the courtroom is him. Much less the one with the same DNA structure, the same blood type, did the crime. And is spending the weekend with Clinton at Camp David. You don't know. But until you can start sorting out and coming up with those probable conclusions versus, oh my God, I just don't understand what we've come to. You're going to, on that last day of, you call it Armageddon, Holocaust, catastrophe, you're going to, I just don't know. When are you going to know? What does it take for you to know? I'm not talking about ETs, I'm talking about God and you. Well, I know that the preacher just kind of misunderstands every now and then. How long will you support him? Look what they're doing to Jerry Falwell right now. One of their own. I am a Zionist and proud of it. I just want that mosque gone. I want the new temple up so God can come and we can rapture and I can live happily ever after on my throne to the right hand of God. Do you really think so? But let me tell you what he's done. What major human error he has come forth with. Except that you have to understand the serpent plays the myriad games to get what he wants. So Jerry has come into the Clinton videotape. And he sells it. Is that because he's so down on evil and the Clinton program? Or is it because the ones who want Clinton out are paying him to do it? You won't ever know that one either, will you? But you can know from both sides of the fence that it ain't quite right. That this one speaks out of two sides of his face. I don't even speak out of two sides of her face. I try to be gentle with you until you understand. I don't even wait anymore for you to understand. You're going to have to begin to do that on your time. We will be finishing 100 volumes of over 200 pages. That means Dormus typed over 22,000 pages of truth. We have thousands of hours on tape. Thousands before we ever even started doing this. But usually what I get is, well, tell us, Father, what we should do. Tell us how it is. Well, this is the way it is. Maybe you should take this writing and put it number one in book 101. You're there. Does that mean I'm going to quit talking to you about anything else? No, but things are going to start coming at you so fast. And ones always think they've got enough power. God love Ron. It really took some doing to pull this one into a realization. And it's still a struggle with Gunter. Because you always have to face the fact that physically they don't want these ones to make it. We don't let them die. And it really is annoying. So at some point, what, who, how do you have enough strength and pull to get these ones released? Because it has to be done on the same plane of existence in which you are expressing. So what do I mean, bottom line, when I say God wins and you're done if you don't go with God? Exactly what I just said. It's over. You worry about what's going to happen when asteroids and all of this comet trail hits Jupiter. BS. As far as you personally are concerned, Jupiter does not exist. This world in which you are experiencing only exists through the thought, projection, and manifestation of God. And when God removes himself from it, it will be gone. Leon likes to say, God would never. I knew it was all evil. The minute Hatton said, I can create and I can uncreate. I don't even have to be God to do that, do you understand? Oh, you advocate murder. I certainly do not. I did not kill Nicole Simpson Brown. Neither did I create her. But if I have created something, if Dorma goes into the kitchen and makes a cake, and all of those ingredients were hers, she cannot smash up and uncreate that cake. She can deal with all of you who may have contributed to it in some way that it becomes her own. And she can smash it, pound it, do anything she wants to do with it, but she cannot uncreate it. But it's her property, so she can do with it what she wants to do. You are God's creation. You are his cake. And he puts you in responsible positions of attending both your own responsibility to self in this precious, wondrous miracle that he has created called you. Or the neighbors who don't like you come in and they all smash your cake. What do you want him to do about them smashing your cake? It's your cake. You stand there and let them smash it, you're going to eat crumbs. Because one of these days, very soon, you're going to get hungry. And you'll be glad for a piece of cake. But they don't intend to let you have that much. But it's so obvious in the beginning. What about this committee of 16? They must be so godly that they're going to turn it around. They are, number one, not godly, and they are not going to turn it around. They may let you get a foothold. And you may be able to salvage your constitution. But they are the testers. And it's up to you. And maybe Ron thinks he's got the power to pull them down. No, he only has the power to tell on them. But you see, once again, truth in the light of day, the mind says, ah, but the citizens will not allow it once they know. And there's some pretty good guys on that panel. But listen, they control all of the energy in your world. They have more control over a barrel of oil than does a committee of 300. So if you want to have free energy, they're going to have to agree to it's now time to let you have it. They are the gods of your planet.